Black Jackals by Ian Gale. Read by Stephen Thorne. Chapter 1. This had not been what was meant to happen, not at all. But then he supposed that was what war was all about. The unexpected and the absurd always turning up just when you'd planned for something completely different. Second Lieutenant Peter Lamb stared at the bridge and swore under his breath. This was not going according to plan. Certainly the sappers had come and gone as directed. They'd left their packages of high explosive, taped and tied to the bridge, out of sight of anyone who might attempt to cross it, and they had carefully concealed the wire in the long grass that grew up the riverbank, snaking it back as covertly as possible to Lamb's command trench, where it was connected to a simple plunger. Lamb gazed at the box and its T-shaped handle. When the time came when the Germans began to show themselves, he would give the command, and the little bridge which had presumably stood here at Gastouche for the last century would vanish. That at least was the plan. But this was no training exercise. This was war. And the Germans had not come along the road obligingly in column like some friendly adversary to be mown down by his carefully prepared ambush and then blown to kingdom come with the bridge. In fact, they had not come at all. Instead, Lamb had been alarmed to see, some hours ago now, a procession of weary Belgian civilians advancing upon the bridge. He had told the men to hold their fire, but of course it had hardly been necessary. They were not about to open fire upon a herd of old men, women and children. At first he'd watched them with bemusement as they'd trickled across the bridge towards safety. But then the thought came to him, if this exodus did not stop then, eventually...